Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. I, right as
I was getting into my heathenistic diatribe, it shut me off. That must have been divine intervention.
It really
right
was
there.
Not. You know what it was? It was divine. Blog Talk Radio is crap, and I'm seriously so. And then I have everyone, like, not just your call dropped, like, I don't know what it did. It was the thing, it just suddenly came up on the screen. You've been disconnected, and then but I can still see the board. And so I'm seeing all the calls dropping one after the other, and then people calling back in, and then it dropping the call again. So it's just like, seriously? I wanted to, I'm so speechless right now. So I apologize to those of you guys that got dropped. I did put a quick little thing on the page saying that we're going to attempt to just finish the show out. So if you want to call back in for the last few minutes, you can do that. I have no control over it, and I feel so bad. Because I know that people are really getting into it, and it's just a bummer that happens. Was it really? Because
I wonder if happen to everybody at the same time, like, or does it just happen to where some people can hear, some people can't? I wonder what's how that's affecting everybody.
I don't know. Well, it's not everybody, because the times where we've had issues before, and then I'm like, okay, can you hear me? And like, it's dropping. Because some people are listening online, and
right.
I've had people say they could still hear, even though other people are saying, you know, they can't because the call got dropped. So it's just, geez, I don't know what to say. It's just kind of like, they're like, what happened? And I don't know what to say, because all I can do when it's happening is like send in the error report, and then that basically does nothing, because they don't rectify it at that moment. And then I'll get an email like tomorrow, we apologize. Just anyway, I'm sorry. So again, to all of our beautiful, faithful listeners that continue to listen, even after Blog Talk takes us through this crap, I really, really appreciate it. I don't know why it does it. And someone said when we get like a high volume of calls that it does that, but it shouldn't do that, because they should be
right.
You know, we're not like blowing the board like that. We get a good amount of callers, but it shouldn't be causing any issues. So anyway, hi Manuel.
Hey there, welcome. I'm back.
Oh gosh. Okay, so we answered Shelley. And I believe I can't remember who I read. Okay, Kamara, we answered that. We talked about that. About she's the one that didn't like the guys. Okay, so Donald said, would you ever date someone you only met online? Yes. That's an easy one.
only met online?
Oh, well,
or,
you said only, but I'm thinking, I don't know, if that... Well, of course I'd have to meet them in person eventually. But if you're asking, would I date someone that I met online, yes.
Originally, I guess he's meaning, like, if your original acquaintance with that person was online, would you date them? Yeah, in this day and age,
absolutely.
I mean, in this day and age, I think most people are willing because, I mean.
It's just another avenue to meet people, just like going to the grocery store back and or going to a club. It's just a sign of the times, yeah.
Right, and without busy and people's lives are so busy, you just don't have people going out.
Uh-oh, you cut out.
No.
Are you there? Oh, good. I was like, no, not again.
Yeah. So I was saying how, you know, in this day and age, you know, you're not going to get up and, you know, if you want to meet somebody or you're interested in just, you know, mingling with people and you don't have your friends or somebody around, but you want to interact with people, you're not going to just get up and go to a bar by yourself. I mean, you know, that's kind of what the online experience is about. It makes it a bit easier to meet somebody and then say, hey, what are you doing this weekend? You know, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, you're in my area. Hey, let's go grab a bite to eat. Let's go catch a show. You know, however it works. I don't think, you know, Facebook is one, I'm just using that for an example. I don't think it's a dating site, but people meet that way and then decide to take things wherever they decide to take
things. Oh, it absolutely is a dating site for a lot of people.
Let me rephrase that. right. But it's not like Match.com, you know what I'm saying?
It's not set up to be a dating site, but... Some people actually think it is. I'm pretty sure they do.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me tell you this. This is what's funny to me. This is just random, but that's the good thing about Freestyle Sunday. We don't have to stay on one particular topic. This is what's funny to me. This has happened to me a few times. I made a comment on a female's post that is a Facebook friend of mine, and literally got like 10 random Facebook friend requests from men that were on her page. So every time the request would come, it would say mutual friend, and then this person, I had no idea who they were, and then they like send the request, and then they jump in the inbox, hey, pretty lady, or, you know, like some stupid misspelled inbox, and this was like so random. It's like, seriously? So some people just like troll other people's page and then send people requests because they see you on this person's page, and they're, you know, so that's just funny to me.
That's a big thing that you hear women complaining about a lot, like, where did this person come from? You know, we don't have any mutual people, or we've had no interaction.
No interaction. I've had that happen.
And all of a sudden this person is like, hey, gorgeous. Hey, pretty lady. Hey, whatever. Whatever's being said, it's just insane.
When I read that, I instantly feel like old pervert guy, like the guy that doesn't shower every day or doesn't like shave regularly. And he's just like, I don't know.
But you know what? You know, I think, I'll be honest, I think the online experience has actually made it more difficult for some people than others, because I know some people who don't quite do the online communication thing as well, you know, and those are people who don't really email, instant message, text as much, you know, and then you have some people who are in-person interaction type people, and they do well. But I imagine that when a woman gets a message, and it comes from a guy, and it's like, is that all, like, because I've always, you're a writer, you know, so when somebody writes you something, you're that much more critical, because, like, you had a moment to think about what you were going to write. And then you had a moment to read it before you press send, and this is the best you can come up with. So it doesn't make it easier because it's online.
No, it doesn't. And you hit it, because I am any type of communication that people have with me written, I'm just like looking at it like, seriously.
Right, right.
That's how you express yourself.
Right.
I'm not the grammar Nazi. I don't really eat too much, because if it's a certain hour, I really don't even care. Like, I'll just write whatever.
Right.
But at least be, you know, creative. And I hate, you know, don't inbox a woman with those, like, with the three word little come on. That's so corny.
The three word come on.
And it has different variations to it. It could be, hey mama, sup, or it can be, you know, hey pretty lady, or, you know, those are those little three word come on that women just cringe at, and they read that and they're not going to take you seriously. Trust me, they're not taking you seriously at all. When you have that three word little thing going on, they're already, no. They're just like shaking their head, reading it as they're pressing delete. So guys, if, you know, at least try to be a little bit more authentic and original if you're going to inbox a woman that you never had any type of interaction with. Like,
right.
You gotta do better than that. Like, okay. So here's the last one. Shay, she said, what do you and Manuel think about interracial dating? I'm white, as you can see, and I would love to date a black man. You know, when I read that, Shay, I don't know if you're listening, but I need to ask you something. Because, yeah, your profile picture, you are Caucasian. That's great. But you said you would love to date a black, like, why? I don't know. I found it odd. Just like, first of all, I have no problem with interracial dating. We have that in my family. Everybody knows that. But you just kind of ended it with, like, I would love to date a black man. You want to date Manuel? Like, why is it just because he's black? Like, I don't know. Go ahead, Manuel.
You know, okay. I'm not going to be mean. I'm going to I don't like sharing my black women with anybody.
That's
kind of the way, you know. I don't really, but I don't have a problem with, you know, anybody finding love and companionship where they find it. I do have a preference. I won't deny that I do have a preference for black women. And it's not black above white. It's not black above Asian. It's not black above Hispanic. It's just black women in general. You know, I have a natural preference there. But, you know, I would hope that, you know, when people are, you know, finding companionship, finding love, looking for those life partners, that they can look beyond, you know, race. You know, they can look beyond those things and just find something that's genuinely, that's find something that's real. But you have to be aware, depending on where you are, what part of the world you're in, what part of the country you're in, what state, what region, that there are different reactions, and you can't, you have to live with those. So if you're in Atlanta, you know, it's nothing to see an interracial couple. If you're in New York, you're in LA, those big cities, Dallas, where I am now, you're going to see your interracial couple. But once you get outside of your major metropolitan areas, it gets real divided. People are really staying with their own, you will find, and it can be really difficult. And I've seen it on on interracial couples quite often, and women oftentimes seeing, especially, you know, I've seen Caucasian women really take a lot of flack. You know, if they're dating a black man and they're on that side of town with their, you know, their black man and they're in the area, and black women, see, they can be really rough on, you know, white women dating black men. They really can be. And also, I've known people. Yeah, and I've also known you know black men and black women that have dated, you know, and they've been on the other side of town and they've gotten those looks and some just the reaction and people, energy is real and people can tell when the energy is different and with in the ways that people, so you got to be prepared for that part. That's all that I think about it. Be prepared for the negative that's going to come with it.
Yeah, and I'm still stuck on the whole I would love to date a black man. Like,
I think she wants that. You know, sometimes people just want an experience
because there's something positive.
I don't know what it is. There was a movie I was watching, Diary. I think it's Diary of a Nymphomaniac or Nymphomaniac or whatever.
Oh my!
And this movie Nymphomaniac, and it's a 2-part movie, and it's like, and I think each part is like 2.5-3 hours long. It's ridiculous. But this woman says that every woman wants to, you know, date or experience dating a black man or a man of darker pigmentation, and so. You know, because they see
the black man as this, you know, this beast in the bed. It's what you guys have been portrayed as. And I think that, you know, because black women know that there is so much more to our black men, that a lot of the animosity stems from that, because you wonder, you know, is she with him for that? But as you know, that's just historically those feelings, and those things should, you know, have evolved as we've grown, you know, and so forth, and realize that people, you know, get together because they love each other. But unfortunately, you know, there is that sort of stigma or stereotype or whatever label or whatever you want to call it that's attached to the black man being like a savage in the bed, and it just makes women just, oh, you know, they want to experience that savage side. And, our black men aren't, you know, animals, and they can be in the bed, but, you know, I'm pretty sure most men can be, but it's, yeah.
We're just normal men. Now, my question to Shay would be, you know, has she already had interactions, you know, with
I think
black
she
men.
Wants
and,
you.
And from,
I think she
no,
wants
no,
you.
No, absolutely. No, she don't want that. No, she not said me. But no, what I wonder, it's like you.
Mom,
like,
stop the nonsense.
No, she doesn't want me. You asked the question originally.
I hope she inboxes back. Shay, if you're listening.
Oh, like, gosh. Nobody's messing with me. Nobody said me. But no, my question is kind of along the lines. When you said why in the beginning, because what I do wonder is because, you know, I went to an interracial school, you know, and it was more white than black. And I do believe that outside of all the stigmas that we can gather about, you know, other races, sometimes interactions with other races is what drives us to want to, you know, maybe experience, you know, intimate relationships or companionships with them. So that's what my question would be along the lines of your question. Does she have any interaction with black men enough to the point where that draws the interest, or is it the stigmas attached to us that have her interested? Because if it's the stigmas, then I would say don't waste your time. But if there's interaction that she's already had.
If it's for, you know, exactly. If it's for the right reasons, then
right.
You know, have at it. I'm all for people, you know, get with who you get with, because I probably don't want who you want anyway. So it's not really gonna. I'm all for, you know, for love who you want to love, but do it for the right reasons. And
Right. That's all. I'm wondering the same thing as, you know, what drew her to that desire to want to, you know, date a black man.
Yeah, because I've had a white man wanting to date me just because I was black, just because I was
because
a black woman. Yeah. He told me that he had never been with a black woman, and that he really, based in so many words, yeah, he had never been with a black woman, and he wanted to get with me. He said I was different, which I don't know what that means, but I've never dated a white man.
Have you ever had any interest?
Absolutely not.
Dating? No.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Never.
Wow. Have you
I can
found
say that
attractive?
Without you even finishing the sentence.
Have you ever found an attraction?
No. You know what? I've seen actors that I find aesthetically very attractive, but that's almost, it's sort of in a detached sort of way. It's not connected to any reality for my life, you know, as far as, oh, I would want someone, you know, I would want that white guy. I've just absolutely never, ever have wanted to date a white man.
Wow.
Never. It's not even been remotely an idea or close to it. I just, you know, I feel bad, of course. I've seen the white guy who wanted to get with me was very aesthetically attractive. And I looked at him and I was like, he's a very good looking white man. Like, yeah, but not for me. Like, I can't even see myself getting down with a white guy. So, yeah, it got a quiet white. Is that bad? You're attracted to what you're attracted to.
No. I don't think that's bad. I know people that are attracted. I've dated outside of my race. So I will say that, I mean, I haven't had any bad experiences. You know, I haven't had any bad experiences outside of my race. Like I said, I know where my preferences lie, you know, so I know which way I lean naturally. But I've dated outside and I haven't had any crazy experiences based on any stigmas.
Right.
You know,
I dated a Puerto Rican. He was like the sexiest, just, I don't know. It was like he was like crazy passionate, like, you know, I've had like a lot of Puerto Rican friends in the past, and he fit the whole, you know, how they are, how the men are. It was very, very overwhelming, and no brainer. Can't do it.
The most interesting outside of my race was Iranian.
Oh, how is that?
That was interesting. That was very interesting.
That sounds intense.
that was different. That was different. That was different. She was, and it was a very brief. It was very brief, and it kind of got cut short due to just circumstances in life. But that was a really interesting experience because culturally, I mean, I couldn't have possibly just said, you know, something so different, so far removed, you know, from, you know, just Western civilization as we know it. You know, she's from that Eastern world, and everything is so different. Everything, you know, everything as far as food, culture, religion, some ethics, some ethic differences, community differences, just so many differences that were just, and it was educational. That was the biggest thing. It was educational. So that was interesting.
All right.
And there's been, you know, some Hispanic dating. I've dated Caucasian, you know, this and that. I've never dated Asian. And I probably feel more so about, you know, Asians as you do about the Caucasian man. I think that's how I might feel about the Asian. Like, I just have no interest for that. Like, I don't see Asian women and I'm like, oh, wow, I want to, nah, not at all.
Oh, I figure if you can go, once you go, you know, Caucasian and Iranian, you can pretty much do anything.
I can go anywhere now.
I kind of figure you just, I see you in a different light. I didn't know that you could dream around the rainbow like that. I'm sort
oh,
of
man,
here with
really?
My mouth
what?
Open wide thinking,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. His everything. Well, not everything, but no Asian. No, I haven't had any Asian interaction. The Asian persuasion. Yeah, I haven't had that.
I don't know. Maybe I need to, you know, and we're going to, I'm just saying, we're probably going to have to.
You said we need to have some sidebar conversations? Like, I need to.
Well, we do. Now I'm kind of.
You know what it is? I would tell you what was the most dynamic thing about dating outside of Mauricio ever is the language. I love languages. And as a lover of literature, I have a love for language, period. So speaking another language is just automatically like, oh, man, wow, say something to me. And you can just say whatever you want. I don't care what it is, as long as it ain't a bunch of spit coming after it. Like,
okay,
like German is not a very. German is an effective language. Yeah, who's hot or too rough? It's too rough. No, I don't want to
be
German or Russian.
Maybe I need to taste the rainbow.
You sit your ass down. Wednesday's.
We're
going to do that. I'm anti-sisters deciding to go figure anything out. Y'all sit down somewhere.
But you can't be because you've already,
I will say this. I'm going to put a little information out there. In my porn watching days, I was comfortable watching black men with any other race. I cannot watch a black woman with any other race. Can't do it.
You are such a hypocrite.
I am.
That is such hypocrisy.
I do. I own it. I absolutely own it. Just because I treasure y'all. I treasure you so much.
Oh, you are so awesome.
But whatever I do, that doesn't count. I'm a mess anyway. It doesn't matter what I do. But I treasure. Yes, I treasure you. So no, you can't do what I do, woman.
I need to do what you do so that I can be more free.
No, don't do what I do.
You know what?
Don't do what I've done.
In closing,
live vicariously.
No, I don't want to live vicariously through anyone. I want to experience it. This is what I'm gonna throw out. We're gonna pick this up on our Wednesday night heat. And this is to all the listeners. Have you ever felt like you just haven't done enough sexually? Have you ever felt that? Have you ever felt like you held back and then you get to that point in your life and you're like, for what though? And I don't want the rulers. Listen, this is the question that I'm putting out there and I want some inbox answers. I think, you know, and I think it's a normal thing for some people where you just feel like, you know, do you feel like you want to experience more people because you haven't? And you feel like you want to experience more things sexually. So I want to have that conversation on Wednesday. Tell me your stories and if you've ever been there. And if you have, what did you do? Like, you know, safely, with safe partners, did you go out and experience more? Because you got to that point where you said, dang, like I'm a prude. Like...
that's going to be a window. I'll respond to my ideas on that one. But what I would say as far as experiences is it's never the number of people. It's the level of experiences that you go in with whoever you go in with them. You know, because you can.
But what if you don't have people? What if you don't have someone who wants to do what you want to do?
That's the thing, right? And
that's a question. What if I want to do some crazy stuff and don't have anyone to do?
When you meet that guy,
I don't want any crazy inboxes saying, "I'll do it with you." I'm not.
Get ready. Get ready. What did old boy say last time? He's gonna live in it. Is that what he said that time?
Stop bringing that up. Why are you?
I will never not bring that up. He said he is gonna live in there. He said he's gonna pitch a tent, put a fire up, you know, saying get a little campground. He said live. He said he was moving up in there.
A fire in my vagina. That doesn't sound appealing at all.
He's coming with a sleeping bag. He's coming with a tent. You know what I'm saying? He said he's coming to live. He ain't coming for an overnight stay, girl. He's coming to live. He's moving in there.
Ew, that just made my uterus like retract or something, and not in a good way. Literally,
yourself went up into itself as far as it just closed up.
It shriveled up and something happened. That's not sexy.
That's because, like I said, that's because the wrong guy said it. Had the right guy said it, you'd be like, oh, okay, come on, move on up in here. Yeah,
well, that's the whole point. Yeah, it has to be the... Wait, no one's ever said that to me, so...
That's a good one.
Why hasn't anyone ever said that to me? That would be hot. It would be. All right, well, thank you guys for tuning in. So sorry for all the hiccups, Blame Blog Talk Radio, but make sure you tune in this Wednesday for our Wednesday night heat, and we will be bringing you more conversations. Say goodnight, Manuel.
Good night.
Good night, you guys.
All right.
Good night.